By this, we are saved. Is that true? That's really kind of the question that I'm looking at this week. I'm Pastor David, and this is Trust the Bible. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And this is a core part of the message of the Bible, is that we have sinned against a holy God. We have violated his good commandments to love one another, for instance, as ourself. And therefore, God must act to save us, or we will be lost. We will be under his judgment. We will be condemned by him. So God has acted to provide for us through Jesus Christ. It is through his death and resurrection we are saved. It is through Jesus' resurrection we have the hope of eternal life, that we can put our hope in a resurrection to come, that God will also raise us from the dead as he has raised Jesus from the dead. But is that all true? And I don't just mean in the sense of, do we have historical evidence to support? And I've talked about all that many times on this program, but what I'm saying is at kind of the heart level. A lot of times we say, well, I'm a Christian, and so I guess that's what I believe, you know, because that's what Christianity teaches. That's what the Bible says, is that Jesus died and rose from the dead for our sins. But when the question comes to other faiths, for instance, Islam does not believe that Jesus died on the cross. Islam does not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. So there is a temptation, I think, for us to say, well, I'm a Christian. I believe Jesus died and rose from the dead. But if you're a Muslim and you don't believe that, well, you know, that's your faith. That's your right. But not only your right, but we want to even say, well, that if that's what works for you, then that's fine for you. And what I'm coming back around and saying this week is that you can't really do that. You can't really say all religions are basically the same. You can't really say all religions are equally valid paths to God. Either Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead, and our hope of a resurrection and eternal life is based on that, or it's not. You might say that Islam is one path to God and Christianity is another path to God, but that's not what the Bible teaches. In the Bible records that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And Christianity teaches that Jesus died and rose from the dead. All other religions do not believe that that is the case. And it makes all the difference in what we should do, what we are supposed to be doing. All religions teach different paths of how we are to overcome our problems. They identify different problems. They identify different ways of addressing those problems. And they cannot all be true. And so we have got to, as uncomfortable as it makes us, we've got to consider, do I believe that my faith in the Bible and Christianity is, if you are a Christian listening to this program, that, or whichever religion, I think you need to honestly evaluate, is it true? Is it just something nice I believe, I tell myself, and identify as this particular religion because that's just how I've always believed and been raised? Or is it actually true and the truth? And so that's the kind of the step I'm asking you to make. Now, one of the things people make when they say all religions are basically the same is that all religions teach us to love one another. And, you know, that's the essence of every religion, is to love one another. They all basically teach to love one another. So they're all, therefore, basically the same. Well, I think I've already addressed that in saying, well, no, they're not all basically the same. They believe in different things about who God is or how many gods there are, what our basic problem is, how we're to solve our basic problem. So they're not all basically the same, even if they do teach to love others. And there is some truth that at least most religions generally teach we should love others, but I want to kind of evaluate that claim more specifically today. Do all religions really teach us to love others? You can kind of say yes to that. There are certainly circumstances in different religions where we are not told to love others, but generally that's true. But how do we love others can vary very much from one religion to another. So let me give you an example. I believe that in Christianity, we are taught to love others as ourselves. We are taught to look not only to our interests, but the interests of others. we are taught to serve one another. We are taught to give sacrificially to benefit others and help meet the needs of others. We could look at the parable of the Good Samaritan. We could look at a number of the commandments. You know, these are all things that are part of the Christian faith. Now, let's just look at, for instance, Hinduism. Hinduism has the assumption that we do not only have this life and after that have face God in the judgment, but that depending on how we live this life, that will determine sort of where we'll be in the next life. We go through cycles. We're born, we live, we die, we're born again, we live, we die, and we keep going through different lives. And each lifetime, when you do evil, you build up bad karma. When you do good, you build up good karma. And so if you have been a bad person in this life, then you might have to come back in a lower form in the next life. Or if you've been a good person this life, you might come back a step up in the next life. The problem with this is that it greatly influences your ethics. It greatly influences your idea of how to love others. So, for instance, a classic text in Hindu thought, and there are many Hindu religions, Hinduism really is just a category, but I'm speaking generally now. One of the great, by great I mean well-known, respected, loved texts in Hinduism is the Bhagavad Gita. They don't exactly have a one single, you know, here's our Bible, but the Bhagavad Gita is a very important, respected text throughout the Hindu religions. And the Bhagavad Gita poses this question. It tells a story about a warrior named Arjuna, and Arjuna is leading a military. He's the general, basically, of an army, and they are going out into battle. And Arjuna is struggling because he's thinking, well, I'm going to kill a whole bunch of people. I'm going to inflict misery, pain. People, you know, children are going to be fatherless because we're going to kill all these people in this battle today. I don't know that I should be doing this. He has this moral dilemma about if he should go into battle and fight. And he is talking to a divine being, Krishna, a god in Hinduism. And he's sharing this, you know, I don't know if I should do this. And Krishna's response is, yes, you should. And the justifications he gives are all based on the assumptions that Hinduism is true, that reincarnation is true, that karma is true, all things Christianity denies. And so the advice he gives Arjuna is, yeah, go out into the field and kill people. Win this battle. Kill your enemies. And don't worry about the morality of it. This is the essence of his teaching. Why? Because those you kill, you're going to burn off their bad karma. They're going to, you know, if they die, it's because they did something wrong in this life or a previous life. You're going to help them get rid of that so that they can, you know, move on to a higher level in another life. So don't worry about what, you know, doing that to them, because anyone that you kill, they either had it coming, or if they didn't, then it'll help them, you know, all, you know, kind of burn off in advance bad karma in the future. That's basically the message that Krishna gives Arjuna. And so you are a warrior. You were born to be a warrior. That's based on your previous lives, where you were meant to be now. And so be a warrior. Go out and kill. That's what you're supposed to do. And don't worry about the fact that it might hurt others, because they're going to be born again in another life, and it might help them be born in a better place in the next life. All right, now do you see that's a completely different guide to how to love others from what we have in the Christian faith, where it is appointed for man to die once and after that to face the judgment. And so a moral question like, should I go to battle, is a very different one with a Christian view than a Hindu view. And so we need to be very careful when we say all religions are basically the same. I don't think we're really respecting the differences in other religions and taking them seriously by sort of whitewashing all the differences and saying, well, they all teach to love one another. No, we need to think critically about what is true. And we'll continue this discussion tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.